At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the latest on the local scene for this Thursday, the third day of June for 2021. Well, the National Weather Service has extended the heat advisory for the foothills again today from noon to 8 p.m. Afternoon high temperatures can range between 98 to 103. Please drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially your elderly friends and neighbors and relatives. Take extra precaution if you work or spend time outside. Whenever possible, reschedule strenuous activity to early morning or evening. And know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool or shaded location.
And due to technical difficulties beyond their control, the Amador County Fair ticket sales have been rescheduled to Friday, 9 a.m. And the fair says your patience much appreciated. The fair's office staff will be available if you have questions. You can call 245-6921. Now, tickets on sale include admission and carnival, along with on Friday of the fair, hot rod, truck and tractor pulls, and wine tasting to be held at 7 in the evening. Saturday, the rodeo, 9 p.m., and Sunday, the Destruction Derby at 6. To get the latest entertainment and scheduling news, check out the website, AmadorCountyFair.com.
And the City of Jackson is updating its general plan document that serves as the city's playbook for decisions on land use, infrastructure, public services, resource conservation, and more. The update will address critical questions facing the community over the next two decades. The plan also addresses what's needed to accommodate future growth and attract quality jobs. A community visioning workshop has been scheduled for Monday, June 7th, 6 p.m. Along with the workshop, you can fill out an online survey. You can find the link on the City of Jackson website.
And as we roll into summer, CAL FIRE urging Californians to be extra cautious, take steps to prevent wildfire and other accidents. Remember, each time you get behind the wheel, make sure your vehicle's been properly maintained with nothing dragging on the ground, which can cause a spark and potentially a wildfire. When towing, make sure trailer chains are properly secured. Never drive or pull over into dry grass. Of course, that can start a wildfire. Since January 1st, CAL FIRE has responded to nearly 2,300 wildfires, more than 195,000 other incidents. Approximately 95% of all wildfires here in California caused by human activity. Each year, we see disasters that could have been prevented.
And the 40th annual Copperopolis Road Race competitive bicycle race takes place this Saturday from 6 a.m. to 4:30. During those hours, roadways in Calaveras County will be impacted, including Milton Road, Rock Creek Road, Hunt Road, and Salt Springs Road. Traffic control signs and on-site event personnel will be directing traffic on the roads during those times.
And swim lessons will be offered at the Jackson Pool this summer. Info can be obtained on the City of Jackson website. Registration is by mail, open through today. Now, Jackson will be the only pool giving lessons this year in the county. For more information, visit the Jackson City website.
And you can give the gift of life today from 9:30 to 3:30. Sutter Amador Hospital Blood Drive. Blood mobiles will be set up in the hospital parking lot. Remember, please bring a photo ID, eat well, drink plenty of fluids. Donors must wear a mask or face covering, and those 16 years of age must have a signed parent consent form to give blood.
And Amador El Dorado Unit of CAL FIRE conducting a live fire training exercise again today, this time at the Amoruso Ranch near Fiddletown. The exercises commence 8 to 5 each day. Smoke will be visible in the area throughout the burn. Officials say the training can be canceled at a moment's notice under the direction of the respective air quality district or if resources are needed elsewhere due to active incident activity. Again, that will be held today between 8 and 5 at the Amoruso Ranch. Now, CAL FIRE also planning to burn 125 acres at the Paz Animal Sanctuary in San Andreas. The burn will effectively create defensible space between Highway 12 and San Andreas, also reducing the risk of wildfire to the wildlife sanctuary and adjacent residential subdivisions. That burning will begin sometime between 8 and 10, lasting 6 to 8 hours. Smoke will be visible near Highway 49 and Pool Station Road intersection and in parts of San Andreas.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.